The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Welcome to Gita for Daily Living podcast. Bhagavad Gita is the main scripture of Hinduism, but it is a scripture for the mankind. It gives us a clear understanding of who we are, what is our relationship with the world, how to prepare ourselves to make the best out of any situation, and finally how to realize our relationship with God. Gita is embedded in Mahabharata, one of the two great epics of India. It is in the form of a dialogue between Sri Krishna, the teacher, and Arjuna, a sincere seeker. The dialogue takes place on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, just before the great Mahabharata war was about to begin. 701 verses of Bhagavad Gita are divided in 18 chapters, presenting the wisdom of Upanishads in a language that a common man can understand and apply in his life. Gita expounds the great statement of Chandogya Upanishad, Tat Tvam Asi, that thou art, in three sets of six chapters. The first six chapters describing in detail Tvam, thou, that is you and I, as the limited beings, aspiring to achieve eternal happiness, but fearful of our mortality and concerned about our limitations. It gives us guidance how to overcome our fears and anxieties and live a peaceful, productive life to achieve our goals. The second set of six chapters deals with the Tat, that part of the great statement, giving us the clear identity of the Almighty, all-pervading, all-knowing God, and showing us the path of how to recognize Him. The last set of six chapters deals with the Asi, art part of the statement, giving us logical understanding to realize our own self as the immortal self to overcome all limitations and sorrows of the mortal ego, identified with the limited body, mind, and intellect. This podcast will cover in depth discussion of these 701 verses, taking three verses as the subject matter in each podcast. Since this podcast is a recording of my live commentary in weekly discussion group meetings, there are some limitations. Idea of recording these commentaries was proposed by a member when the group has already completed discussion of first four chapters over a period of about 2 years. So the podcast will start from the beginning of chapter 5 and will continue till all remaining chapters are completed, and then we'll start the discussion of chapter 1 through 4 to complete all 701 verses. To give the listeners of this podcast continuity, I'll summarize the first four chapters in brief. The first chapter is titled Arjuna Vishad Yoga, Arjuna's grief. As I mentioned, the Mahabharata war between the Pandavas, the good people, and Kauravas, the evil people, was about to begin. Arjuna, the Pandava prince, was eager to fight this war to defeat the evil cousins Kauravas and regain the kingdom of Hastinapur, which rightfully belonged to them. As a last-minute preparation, he asked Lord Krishna, his charioteer, to place the chariot in the middle of the two armies so he can gauge the strength of both sides. What he saw made him really nervous. It was not the strength of the Kaurava's army that made him nervous, but who were on the Kaurava side that made him very concerned. He realized that side on the other side is not purely made up of evil people, but there were many people whom he respected and worshipped, including his great teacher Drona, grandsire Bhishma, and many others. He is no more certain that the war is between good and evil. And he broke down and told Krishna he does not want to fight. He made his case to Krishna why it is better to let the evil cousins continue their evil rule than waging this war. The second chapter, Sankhya Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge, gives us Krishna's response to Arjuna's question regarding his plea to let him relieve himself from his duties as the warrior on the side of good. Krishna's response and explanations create a complete paradigm shift for our understanding of who we are. Krishna says, the one who considers one a slayer, or the one who considers one to be slain, both are wrong. The self cannot be slayed by weapons. It is imperishable, unborn, and therefore does not have death. The body which we consider ourselves is not the self, but just a garment of the self. Once the garment is old and dilapidated, the self changes this garment. The death of the body is not the death of the self. One who realizes the nature of this self remains in equanimity in all situations and will overcome mortality. Third chapter, titled Karma Yoga, Yoga of Actions, teaches us how to act in this world. The attachment and desires are the root cause for all our sorrows. Actions performed for selfish gain creates attachment and desires and start the vicious cycle of disappointment and sorrows. The way we get out of this limitation is to act in a selfless manner for the performance of one's duties. Such a way of acting is called Karma Yoga, and it will purify the mind and intellect, our inner instrument, to see the imperishable nature of the self. The fourth chapter, titled Karma Sannyasi Yoga, Yoga of Renunciation of Actions, discusses how to renounce the sense of agency of our actions, so the actions do not create bondage. He explains that one who is not anxious about the results of his actions, ever content with what he gets and depends on nothing for his happiness but his own self, such a person, even though working constantly in this world, does not get bound by his actions. We will now continue on chapter 5 in our next podcast. We hope this introduction will help you following the discussion of chapter 5 onwards and will encourage you to continue study of Bhagavad Gita. Hari Om.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.